Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Välkomna till The Power Meeting Podcast.
What up?
Ännu en vecka.
Yes, we here.
Vi är här, jag och John. Peter är, jag vet inte, någonstans.
On the road.
På väg hem från Örebro.
Yeah, shout out to Hassan.
Ja, precis. Ingen aning om de har sett. Ingen aning om vad Peter gör i Örebro. Men that's a story for another day.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll see when he gets back. We'll holler at him.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a big impersonation and it dawned on me that a lot of our listeners might not even get the reference. Right? Like, ja, do you think that, how much do people miss out on if they don't listen to Biggie?
Ja, mycket. Men man kan också inte, I guess... Det låter ju sjukt. Alltså jag, för mig är ju Biggie någon som, han är ju, var ju länge min favoritrappare. Enda anledningen till att jag inte säger det längre är kanske bara för att så här, på grund av hans död så har han ju en limiterad katalog, vilket gör att man så här, ja, det är svårt att compete med vissa andra som fortfarande är ute och släpper ny musik liksom. Men det är klart, är man född efter ett visst årtal eller whatever, så hur fan, varför skulle man ha koll på honom egentligen? Sen, med det menar jag inte, att man, jag menar, jag har ju koll på massa musik som spelades in innan jag föddes.
Yeah.
Men jag menar bara att det kan ju vara en aspekt till varför man inte har koll på just Biggie liksom.
Yeah. Damn, I'm wondering, since rap is still, it's kind of a young genre. Still.
Ja.
Like as a main genre of music, it's the youngest, I would think, right? Besides like a branch off of music, you know what I mean? And I'm wondering, like, what artist before Biggie would be that one that people are like, man, kids they don't even know about, blah blah blah.
I mean, you know, just hip hop.
Yeah.
Uff, men vadå, det finns för skit många.
I mean, there's a lot, but with that, I mean, I Tupac too. I'm thinking Tupac and Biggie. That was the
Rakim.
So you think people while Rakim. You think that there's people that'll be like, man, Rakim, man.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
As Rakim was the greatest.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yours,
I don't mean that who was the greatest. I don't mean like who passed the torch on, but I wonder if people talked about it like the way I look at Biggie. I wanted the rap generation before me had people that they're just like, once they hear Biggie, they're just like, yeah, but.
Oh, you did. Alltså, men det, jag står fast vid mitt svar, Rakim 100%. Rakim, yeah.
I remember that when he made the little comeback in the late 90s, everybody was just like, this the that dude, watch out for Rakim. And I was even like, hey, top 10, top 5.
Exakt. Alltså vi, jag har ju fått det att bli en del av Bachelor Nation. Så vi har ju kollat på Bachelor in Paradise, vilket är det som går just nu, som är en nästan bättre än originalshowen. Och det är för de som vill ha en snabb version. Det är så det påminner om så här, I guess. Påminner väl om lite så här Paradise Hotel-aktigt. Alltså det är,
okay.
Det är tävlanden från tidigare Bachelor-säsonger som come together på en strand i Mexiko. Och sen så, ja, det blir drama.
Yes.
Men den här, eftersom att Chris Harrison, han som var host för Bachelor i över, ja, i runt typ 20 år, han blev ju cancelled från den showen, kan man säga.
A successful cancellation.
Han försvann, tog emot otroligt mycket pengar, vad jag har förstått, för att
okay.
Walk away.
He's doing the work. He did the work. This is when doing the work was the thing too, man. Everybody talk about doing the work. Rachel did the work, got her man back.
The year of doing the work. Nej, men han det blev ju en stor drama där i, var det i somras eller? Jag kommer inte ens ihåg när det var. Var det förra året?
I don't remember. Matt season. That started this year though. January, right?
Ja, it's been a long ass year. Men alltså,
yeah, god damn. Yeah.
Han hamnade i ett drama där han pratade till en svart kvinna, en tidigare bachelorette faktiskt, på ett väldigt disrespectful sätt. Och vi har ju till och med pratat om det här på podden, tror jag. När det var en tävlande som hade varit på en sån här
antebellum party.
Där man hyllar amerikanska,
as you do.
Amerikanska södern.
When they had slaves.
Precis. Och han menade typ att, men vad är det för, han bara, det förstår vi att det är fel nu, men det här var ju 2018.
Yeah.
Och han bara, men bruh.
What's crazy is I got a friend, a high school friend of mine, and I hit her up recently, and we're just chit-chatting, catching up, and I told her I'm a member of Bachelor Nation now. She's like, excuse me? She didn't know what I was talking about. And I was like, she didn't watch The Bachelor. And I said, well, let me describe the when I came in and how I got into it. And I like broke down the whole thing of the Matt thing with the Chris Harrison thing that you just talked about. And I said the same statement, that the same part of it that you said with the 2018. And she was like, what? Then I described the drama that's happening now in Paradise. And I think I might have got a new member hooked. Just based off of me talking about how great this has been, man.
Det är verkligen... Det är verkligen pretty great. Men ja, det jag ville säga var att bara där så har de, på grund av att den här hosten inte är kvar längre, så har de nu haft ett par guest hosts. Och den första var
David Spade,
som en av de tävlande, när han kom, hon bara, oh, Dave Chappelle. Och man bara,
wrong everything.
Yeah.
He had long hair, he white, short.
Fel på alla parametrar liksom. Och sen så tror jag att hosten efter det var, för nu tänkte jag säga Nick Lachey, men det är inte han. Vad heter han? Lance Bass från NSYNC. Och de spelade typ, när de gjorde intro till honom, så spelade de hans musik, så kom han ut liksom. Och där tyckte jag att det var ganska tydligt att vissa av dem var bara så här, who is this guy?
Yeah.
För att man såg att vissa av de äldre deltagarna, de som var liksom runt 30-ish, de var så här, kul. Inte för att, alltså, också det är en sak, hade det varit Justin, såklart, honom känner ju de flesta till också för att han har gjort musik så mycket längre. Men till och med den andra snubben, de hade ju två leads i NSYNC. Det var ju en brunhårig kille också.
I don't know.
Jag kommer inte ihåg vad han heter.
I wouldn't say it if I knew.
Varför?
Out yourself as an NSYNC fan?
Jag är mycket mer av ett Backstreet Boys fan.
Really? I like NSYNC more because of Justin. I was like the curly hair one. Sing for real.
Kolla, nu kommer det här. Du försökte spela som att du inte visste. Men nu.
No, I don't know the other ones. I just knew, because the song Gone is when I was like, there, but it was always NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys. And I was like, when Gone came out, you could tell they had that R&B flavor with that. And then I didn't even realize behind the scenes, everybody was just giving a white version of Boys to Men.
I'm an example.
Now I understand
that
I was duped. I was duped and but I ain't never buy any of their music.
Men ja, nu hittade jag en annan snubbens namn. JC
Chazez. Is it Chavez? Chazez?
Chazez. Chazez.
Okay. Man, this... I remember people said Chazez.
Chazez. Ah, jag vet inte fan vad det
är. I don't know.
Men i alla fall, ja, that guy. Hade det varit till och med den snubben, så tror jag att Lance Bass, vad gjorde han i NSYNC?
I thought it was Backstreet Boys. Okay, it was, I don't know.
Nej, men
he was the one, but he was the one who came out as gay, and that was the big thing. That, you know, he after their career, you know, after NSYNC had stopped making music, he came out and said he was gay, and then that pushed him in the forefront again. So you would think maybe that's when people would recognize him as the gay dude from NSYNC.
I guess NSYNC hade för övrigt, nu när jag ser liksom bild på dem, för Backstreet Boys var ändå de var five, okay, inte five strong, det är att överdriva. Men Backstreet Boys hade ju Nick, som alla tjejer älskade.
Yeah.
De hade, vad heter han? AJ, som var min favorit.
I don't know anything about
that. Brian, de hade tre, så de hade ändå tre starka leads. Sen så hade de ju två, Kevin och Howie måste han heta. Okay. Som var så här,
bara, there was one named Howie?
Ja, jag tror att han heter Howie. Men jag menar, NSYNC, de här andra töntarna i gruppen, förutom Justin och JC. Alltså den här Joey Fatone.
Oh yeah, Chris Joey, Kirkpatrick. But Joey was what? Popular because he went on Dancing with the Stars.
Ja, men det måste vara years later.
Yeah,
alltså, jag snackar under deras popularitet. Look at this guy.
But you're talking about people not recognized. Yeah, I remember.
He's in Hasselbein and Boy Band.
He looks like a cartoon character.
Hur som helst, yeah. Det jag ville säga var att bara, ja, folk kände inte igen Lance Bass.
He was also on, did you ever watch The Circle?
Nej.
Wait, it's a Netflix series, like another competition show. And it's kind of like Love is Blind, except for it's only social media. And then these people can create whatever type of profile they want. A lot of them are themselves. Some people catfish, you know, they do whatever they want. And they try to, like, basically get voted as the most popular, and they vote people out and stuff like that. It's a pretty cool and like easy to consume show.
Mm.
And one woman was Lance Bass's assistant, and she pretended to be him on the show. She catfished as Lance Bass. And there were people that were didn't know who he was. There was a couple people that were too young to know anything about him, and I felt old as hell, man. When
I undrar hur man känner när man själv är den personen. Tänk dig om liksom några år när någon bara, we got Jonathan Rollins here, och alla bara, när du kommer ut på en comedy stage.
Yeah. Who's this?
För nu om det är folk som inte känner till dig nu, då är det fortfarande för att du är på the upswing, förstår jag menar.
Yeah.
Medan det måste vara tråkigt sen när man har haft, du har varit liksom, alltså du har varit med i, som i Lance Bass's case, ett av de största, kanske det största boyband i världen. Och sen så, ja,
who?
Två decennier senare så folk bara, what?
And that's why I will, on my ascent to stardom, I keep reminding myself of that. That one day nobody's gonna give a fuck. So take it in while you're going. Speaking of which, I got some shows and stuff. I got a website now, bashdaddyentertainment.com, where all of my gigs are there. The most, if you're in Uppsala or near Uppsala, I'll be in Knivsta at Williams Pub. So you can check me out there on September 30th. And then I'm hosting a show. This guy's coming to visit. His name is Sean Jay. He's an Englishman. And he'll be at the Laugh House this Thursday, September 23rd. I'll be hosting that show. So you can check that out, all of my stuff there. And support your boy, man. I appreciate everybody who comes out to the shows and stuff. I see y'all. Appreciate you.
Har du hängt med i Nicki Minaj's fadäs?
I saw somebody posted that Nicki Minaj is out here worrying about the vaccine. What they put in her body in the vaccine. But does she do that for butt injections? I was like, damn! Ooh, that was a cold one.
Ja, precis. Men hon sa någonting om att hon hade en kusins vars kompis hade blivit impotent.
It was a boyfriend?
Någonting. Han hade blivit impotent eller typ fått sina balls enlarged av liksom the vaccine.
Yeah.
Och att man bara såhär, watch out everybody typ. Så här skriver hon. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision.
Yeah, I think she called off the wedding because he had gonorrhea. That's my guess. That's what most people were saying too. Like, it's probably STD that swole his balls up.
Yeah, there's some kind of tweet buried in me about my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. Och det var ju det som du var inne på, John. Det var skitmånga som bara, ja, fast han har säkert bara fucked around och got an STD.
Så stupid.
Och det här har ju faktiskt blivit way så större än, för du vet, man tänker bara, okej, det var en ridiculous statement av Nicki Minaj. Men det har liksom, det har ju utmynnat nu att Dr. Fauci har behövt och Fauci heter han så.
Fauci, yeah.
Fauci har behövt gå ut och dementera det här. Fucking Tucker Carlson, den här idioten, om ni inte vet om det, kan ni kolla upp honom. Han är en riktig
piece of shit
unge. han uttalade sitt stöd till Nicki Minaj, vilket man då förstår så här, när man får hans stöd.
It's då, like, God damn it, I'm on the wrong side.
Då vet man att man fucked up.
My men, anaconda don't.
Men min favorit, vi får se. Har du hört den här?
No, I'm saying, I know you got one.
Ja, det här är min favorit. Det här är från en nyhetssändning i Trinidad.
Oh,
och, yeah. Eller Trinidad Tobago. Och för att Nicki Minaj är väl
Trinidadian, right?
Ja, jag tror att hon är typ, hon kanske inte är född där, men hon är definitivt roots.
She got some
där,
island blood, yeah.
Någonting sånt. Och så här täcker de hennes uttalande.
Now, Nicki Minaj, no stranger to controversy. She would have made some outlandish statements over the years, but this one takes the cake. This is almost like what you would hear about a parlor, where somebody will tell you, well, your cousin, friend, neighbor, say XYZ. I mean, come on, Nicki, you have 180 million followers. People listen to you, people follow your particular lead. You going on the social media space and talking about your cousin friend take the vaccine and get impotent. I mean, it's irresponsible on all fronts. One, irresponsible based on the misinformation that is going out there regarding this vaccine. You know, there was no verification of the story. And furthermore, even on a personal note, even if this is the case, to expose your cousin friend's flat tire in the public domain like that. If the man have a flat tire, okay, he will work on that. You know, there's herbs and punch and certain things the man could eat and bring back our vibes. But Nicki, better than that. I honestly expected better. Mm. And besides, obviously, that outlandish statement, and she always talks about Trinidad and she's from Trinidad, she's yet to collaborate with somebody from here.
Ooh.
But that's a talk for another program on another day.
Man, I'm a straight fire där på slutet också.
Another program, another day.
Uff, det lever upp alltså såna här nyhetssändningar.
The flat tire.
Flat tire. Idén, har du hört det uttrycket förut?
No, för att vara never heard that one. Never heard that one, a flat tire.
Ganska målande ändå.
Oh, man, that's not like something you can say like to be kind of smooth in a situation. Your shit don't get up, you just like, ah, baby, I got that flat tire right now. Let me go pump that up.
I don't know om det kommer underlätta
no, that ain't gonna help.
Om det kommer rädda situationen.
What if she look up? Or she trying to get you going? It's like, ain't nothing I can do about this flat tire. I would just go jump out the window.
This is see over.
See ya. flat tire.
Vi tar en liten break och sen är vi tillbaka.
Hej, hallå. Nej, men vad kul att ni lyssnar. Det här är Peter Smith från Power Mini Podcast som säger att om ni gillade det här avsnittet så kan ni höra resten av det och faktiskt alla våra andra avsnitt reklamfritt om ni går in på patreon.com/powermedia podcast och signar upp som patrons och då blir man månadsgivare. Det är från $1 och uppåt. patreon.com/powermedia podcast. Gå in och se exakt vad som gäller från $1 uppåt i månaden så får ni tillgång till alla våra avsnitt.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.